Good morning, everyone. You might say it was all business at the White House last night. Fewer jokes than on Leno, but the president, looking grim and serious, faced a bunch of reporters who were looking also grim and attempting to take their shots, it seemed, at the president. There were some definite differences in this second primetime news conference of President Obama from anything you would have seen in the Bush administration. For instance, there were no questions on Iraq or Afghanistan, and Obama only talked about the war in this way.
One last point. In order for us to get a handle on these costs, it's also important that we are honest in what these costs are. And that's why it was so important for us to acknowledge the true costs of the Iraq War and the Afghan War. Because if those costs are somehow off the books and we're not thinking about them, then it's hard for us to make some of the tough choices that need to be made.
It's President Obama talking about the monetary costs of the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and it was really the only point at which those conflicts around the world came up. Joining us to talk about this primetime news event from the perspective of a television event, Adam Nagorny, The New York Times, joins us from Washington. Also, Glenn Thrush of Politico. Both of you, I understand, observed the news conference as I did, on the small screen. And Adam, I'm wondering if you could give me a sense of the tone of both the president and the press corps in this relatively confrontational, it seemed to me, encounter with the press.
Yeah, I was struck by the president in particular, just sort of how calm and placid he was. He rarely smiled, his voice really rarely raised. He didn't seem to be going out of his way to sort of vigorously make any points. He just sort of methodically tried to explain things again. And I remember during the campaign, there were periods in which we used to refer to him as the professor or the lecturer, and that's the way he was today. He was not the way he was before Congress or the way he was before the last press conference at all.
Glenn Thrush, senior congressional correspondent for Politico, do you think that Barack Obama is comfortable in this more professorial role, or is he just defaulting to something that has fewer laughs than maybe Leno and 60 Minutes, which got him into a little bit of trouble over the weekend?
Well, I do think that he is was responding to some of the criticism about him being a little bit glib. But look, we're in a process moment. We're not in an inspirational moment in terms of where he is on this budget. He is going to be coming up to the Hill today to talk with Senate Democrats, who yesterday proposed a real challenge to his $3.7 trillion spending plan, really paring back a bunch of things, including his $400 per family tax credit. So part of it is, I think, the moment of his presidency, but also we're at a stage in this process where details matter, and I think he spent a lot of time last night talking about details.
Adam, do you think this concern about the deficits is going to fly nationally in the midst of this economic crisis? The president is betting it won't, but a lot of the reporters were coming again and again at the deficit in the same way that the congressional Democrats and Republicans have been doing all week.
I mean, I think you see him try to address that and saying that he will reduce it in half by the end of his, I think, first term or second term, if he lasts that long. So he's aware of it. So, yeah, no, I think it's a potent issue. I don't think it's the main issue going out there with the general public. You don't see that in polling. It's certainly a big issue on Capitol Hill, and it's something he has to deal with.
The question of AIG came up, it seemed, once in one of the testiest exchanges. Does that say more about the AIG issue or more about the attempts by the press corps to portray themselves as not softball with this president, if maybe that was the case in the Bush two terms when the press definitely got a reputation for being softball? Glenn?
Yeah, no, I think that was, clearly that was the most interesting moment of the night. Ed Henry asked him about AIG, pressed him, and I thought Obama came back with a pretty strong response, basically saying that I don't want to, it took a couple of days to respond to the AIG crisis because I like to know what I'm talking about before I speak. It was interesting gauging the reaction to that. Bill Bennett on CNN said he appeared angry. Ed Henry said that he appeared angry. I thought it was a pretty good message to send out. Remember, this is a guy who is president essentially because he projected an image of being cool and circumspect at a time of crisis. So
what did you make of Bennett? I mean, both of you. I thought that Bennett last night on CNN was out of his mind. I mean, he said he was in the gauntlet. The press corps was hitting him with everything they had. It was utterly ludicrous.
I was writing a story rather than listening to Bennett as much as
good
I
for you.
Probably a better way to use my
good
time.
For you, Glenn. What did you think of Bennett?
Well, I wasn't writing a story on him.
So what did you think of Bennett?
I think there's a tendency to turn these things into sort of, you know, into these Roman Colosseum events, and I think for it, you know, for reporters, it's an opportunity to really stake out who you are and how you're going to approach the president. It's a high stakes kind of environment.
I mean, that's what I was feeling. It's as though they were riding Obama's ratings. A lot of these reporters, and particularly the so-called best political team on television on CNN, which, you know, quite frankly, needs to be retired at this point. But anyway, do you think that the reporters are riding this Obama popularity by being more confrontational than they might otherwise be?
You know, I didn't notice that, but I got to be frank. I was, you know, based on my perspective, I was paying more attention to what Obama was saying than to what any reporters were saying. And the only question that really stuck out at me, I guess, a little bit was just because of the back and forth was Ed Henry's, but also Ann Compton, who I thought asked a really thoughtful. Yeah.
Let's hear that moment. Let's hear that moment. Here's Ann Compton's moment with Obama.
Could I ask you about race?
You may.
Yours is a rather historic presidency, and I'm just wondering whether in any of the policy debates that you've had within the White House, the issue of race has come up, or whether it has in the way you feel you've been perceived by other leaders or by the American people, or has the last 64 days been a relatively colorblind time?
I think that the last 64 days has been dominated by me trying to figure out how we're going to fix the economy. And that affects black, brown, and white.
You know, he later in that answer said, you know, this notion of we've taken a step into something new racially lasted about a day in my administration. So it was a great moment and an interesting response, I thought.
Yes, a thoughtful, interesting moment. I mean, I think overall, you know, and again, I'm really sorry I missed Bill Bennett. But
what are you trying to get a raise at the Times, Adam? What's the deal?
No, I mean, the fact of the matter is, I mean, to me, what's interesting about this is the country's in a really critical period. We're learning a lot about our new president. That was a very important event last night. The whole Q&A struck me as fairly routine and don't kill me beside the point. I thought it was much more interesting trying to figure out what he was doing and why he was saying. There is an argument that what he was trying to do was lower the temperature last night. And I think one of the reasons that it's interesting that AIG didn't come up till the end was not so much because of the way Ed Henry did it, but because of the fact that it didn't come up until the end. And I'll point out that Barack Obama didn't mention it in his own remarks until the end of his opening remarks because I think he wants to move on. I think he looks at that as an annoyance. I think he's angry at it, blah, blah, blah. But I think that he wants it's an interference with his agenda, and that's what was going on last night.
Well,
in fact, let's talk that way, I think, sort of feels the story's fading away.
Well, Adam and Glenn, let's talk about some headlines in the seconds before we go. It seems to me that the big headline was him saying no, a global currency, which is called for in remarks by China, is not appropriate at this point. He defended the dollar. That seems to me the biggest story of all. But here was his response to a question about Israel.
We don't yet know what the Israeli government is going to look like. And we don't yet know what the future shape of Palestinian leadership is going to be comprised of. What we do know is this, that the status quo is unsustainable.
Glenn Thrush, he specifically said it's not easier now with the new, what looks like a new Israeli government. Is that backing away from Benjamin Netanyahu?
I don't think it's backing away from Benjamin Netanyahu, and I agree with Adam. I think what's really interesting in the larger context is how he answers questions. I mean, this is a guy who admits ambiguity and sort of opens it up and lets you into his thought process. And I thought on the Israeli question, he isn't sure, and he sort of shared that uncertainty with the American people. It's a real marked departure from George W. Bush.
Adam, the question of maintaining a mission of the environment and health care in the budget, it seemed to me that was the theme he kept returning to again and again. Do you think he's going to be able to preserve that going forward from last night?
Yeah, I think so. The other side of that coin is that he seemed to be signaling that he could maybe live without the tax cuts being in this budget. Remember, they're in the stimulus plan, so they're around for 2 years. And also, this is what people are looking at, that maybe cap and trade doesn't have to be in this budget. And therefore, by omission, the other two elements you just mentioned, I think, are central to what he's trying to do.
So signaling compromise, and we'll see what that plays out as on Capitol Hill today. Okay, finally, Glenn Thrush at Politico. In a tired moment, it seemed to me, Barack Obama mentioned an ocean liner metaphor for his administration. You aren't putting, like, the Titanic up on your website at this point, are you, Glenn?
Well, I don't have control of those things, but I certainly would. I think he's clearly trying to give people a sense that this is something that he's making progress.
Slow,
on.
Slow, majestic, going in the right direction. Ocean liner. All right, we'll take it. Adam Nagorny, New York Times, Queen Mary, Glenn Thrush, Politico senior congressional correspondent, reacting to the Obama news conference last night. Thanks, guys.